I want your glory, Lord, more than life itself. I want to feel
change over the service this evening. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Holy, holy, holy.
Jesus. Good to be in the house of the Lord. I trust that you are. Amen. I hope that you are come to hear from Him this evening. Hope you have had a good week so far. We love you all with the love of the Lord. And we just appreciate each and every one of you. Amen. We're going to go ahead and read the word this evening. And so let's turn to Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse 4. We want to continue on a little topic that we started last time called Think on These Things, part 2. This will be part 2 of... And, you know, the more that I think on these things, the more I realize how important it is. Because your thoughts, amen... mold your actions. Yes. Your thinking molds the things you say. Amen. And the things you say mold other people as well. It helps shape other people too. The Lord tells us, you know, let this mind of Christ be in you. Amen. And so it has to do with the mind, has to do with the mental, has to do with your thoughts, amen? And even think about it, even the world couldn't be here without it first being thought of first. It had to be a thought. And so if we're part of God, amen, and the Holy Spirit, who is a thinker, amen, and whatever thought came to Him, amen, whatever thought comes to God, it's an eternal thought. Therefore, when we read the Word of God, these are eternal words. And when you think these things, and you're constantly repeating these things, and you're looking at these things, amen, and you're receiving those words, amen, they're creating life in you. Amen? And you become part of that eternal, because you're feeding on the eternal thoughts of God. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. So let's read this, Philippians chapter 4. Starting at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. It doesn't say sometimes. It says always. Always. Rejoice in the Lord. Well, my bill is too high this month for electricity. Oh, rejoice in the Lord always. Well, my gas bill is last month, it was the highest ever. Rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. And look what Paul says. And again. And again, I say rejoice. Oh, you don't know what I'm going through, Brother Luis. I'm going through something. I don't understand. Yeah, but God understands. And He was the one who wrote this word. And He told us, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Remember when Jesus said, verily, verily? This is Paul's verily, verily. He says it twice in the same sentence. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. In other words, don't worry about anything. But in everything by prayer, and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And watch what happens when you do these things. And the peace of God, which passes all of your own understanding, all of the understanding of the world, all of the understanding, natural understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through who? Through Christ Jesus. Amen. And Christ Jesus is who? The Word. Right? Finally, brethren, Paul says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. So let's just bow our heads this evening. Our Heavenly Father, As we come before you once again, we've opened back the pages of your word, Lord. We've studied, we've read, we've done what we could, Lord, humanly speaking, Father. But now, Lord God, it takes your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to pull these words from the book, Lord God, and make them life to us, Lord Jesus. Father God, we ask for revelation, Lord God. And Lord Jesus, open back, Father God, those things that we don't understand, the things that might cloud, Father God, our thinking, Lord God, our process, our thinking on you, Lord God. Just let us lay aside for just a little while, Lord God. And let us concentrate on you, Lord Jesus, for you're the one that we desire, Lord, in this hour. Father God, everything else might get in the way, but Lord God, in our hearts, Lord, we desire truth in the inward part, Lord, as David said in Psalms. Lord, we love you. We ask you these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Forgive us for our sins now and continue to be with these requests that were mentioned this evening. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Now let's read, if you want to turn with me to Romans chapter 12, and we'll read verse 1 and 2 there. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And watch in verse 2, and be not conformed to this world. Amen. Why? Because the world has a certain mindset. Right? The world has a certain way that they go. They have their own style, they have their own idea, and they have their own agendas, and they have their own things that they think is what's cool, what's hip, what's in. And I knowing that everything that we have gotten from the time from the older one in here to the most young, the youngest one, things have changed since then. The styles that you used to wear, the clothes that you used to wear, maybe you don't wear anymore. Why? Because things change. Styles change. The way people, even their houses change. The way you decorate your home changes. All those things change. Now we see houses, and they're pretty too. I mean, they're painting the houses now white and black. You know, it's a nice style. It's pretty. But 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, it'll be something else. Because man is never satisfied with their own stuff. Oh my, but the Word of God is totally different for a Christian. Amen? It satisfies the soul. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's how we are transformed, by having your mind renewed, washed, cleansed. Amen. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, I like the way that scripture says it in Romans chapter, there in Romans 12 in the New Living Version. It says, don't copy the behavior and customs of the world. But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. So God will do his part when you do your part. Right? God has given us his thoughts. Right? So you start thinking his thoughts. That's you changing the way you think. Therefore, God can transform you. Amen? He can only transform you through his word. He's not going to give you something outside of his word. Amen? So that's why we have to be subject to the word. But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Amen. So just as a review from last time, you know, Paul wouldn't have said this if our minds weren't already needed to be renewed. You see? We have to have our minds renewed day by day. That's why it's so important for us to continue in the Word. Amen. To be steadfast, reading, praying, meditating on God. Amen. And anything else that would take the place of that, amen, is trying to shift your thought process away from the Word of God. Amen. It might not be bad. It might be good. It might be something that's good, but if we keep our thoughts on God, amen, if we keep our mind set on God, then He can renew our mind, amen. He can change our mind. So we need to have our minds renewed, you know, because sometimes we might think we don't, but we do. That's really when you do, if you think that. And so... we talked about last time about our thoughts, how they're transforming. Amen. They're powerful. Thoughts are powerful. Amen. And we don't take them as seriously as we should. Amen. And we know that thoughts relate to words, and words are highly important. Amen. You take you husbands, for example. You say something a certain way to your wife. You better be careful. You might mean something else, but it's the way you said it, or the words that you chose. Amen. You see? But then you choose a different type of word, amen, and it'll just cause her to just sweep her off her feet. You see? What's the one that the one that Brother Ernie used to always say about the something about the clock or something like that? Something. Your face makes time stand still. Yeah, be careful the way you say that, not what you mean. Something on that line. Better not go there. Sweetheart, that wasn't for you. All right, and we know that Brother Branham said that a word is a thought expressed. Or in other words, thoughts are capsules or thought containers. Amen. They're thought containers. You see, God had to think it first, then it became word, then it became in fruition. Amen. Everything that we touch, everything that we look at, everything that we see, even you and me as we're looking at each other, you were thoughts in God's mind. Amen. All these things around us were thoughts in God's mind. Amen. Expressed. Amen, and you're beautiful, you're unique in your own way. Amen. Brother Branham says in the message Law or Grace, he says, when God speaks, it has to be so. There's no way at all to get away from it. God says, let there be, and it has to be. The very word itself, and the word was a thought. And then he says, a word is an expression of a thought. God thought it in his mind and then spoke it into existence. See, God can't think things and then just be thoughts. They have to come to fruition. They have to come. Something has to come out of those thoughts. It can't just be thoughts in his mind. It can't just be something there, head knowledge. That's why God doesn't want us to just have head knowledge. God didn't give us the word of God for just head knowledge. No, he gave us the word of God so that we could take those thoughts in, amen, process them, and then put them into action. Manifest them, bring something into manifestation. It's not about head knowledge. It's about manifesting the word of God or the thought of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we know that God's thoughts, they're revealed in his word, and we see them through creation. Amen? We talked a little bit last week last time in regards to how if God's thoughts bring life, amen, then we see how the society today is anti-life. Amen? Yeah. And we see it in different avenues. Amen? Through the LGBTQ agendas. We see it through abortion agendas. We see it through all these different things. Amen? And when you are involved in those different things, or when you constantly ponder upon those things, amen, they do not bring life. Amen? We'll read some staggering statistics here. That ever since the pandemic, how mental health has increased. The people mentally are breaking down. Amen. It's sad to see. And you would think that, you know, all the push of the LGBTQ and all of that, amen, would be making people happy. They're expressing their way of life, the what they feel inside. They're expressing it, and you think that would make them happy. But the LGBTQ community is the most depressed people. It's statistics. So, because, you know, the word gay means happy. So they're really not happy people. And it's not the way that they're trying to portray it to you on TV and in the news. Now, I want to make something clear from last time. We are not, we as Christians, we are not against, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. No, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I have nothing against, personally, against anybody individually that has that lifestyle or that chooses to live that way. I will shake with my hand. I will sit down and eat with them. Amen? I have no problem. I have no qualm because, hey, that could be the opportunity for them to see the light of Christ in my life. Amen? But it's when they're trying to make me like their lifestyle. That is when it's wrong. Because I'm not trying to make them like my lifestyle. Right? You can be a Christian and not even say anything. Just live the life of Christ in front of people and they would be able to see. Amen. Christ in you, and you wouldn't have said not one word. Amen. There's true Christians that way. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it's when you're forcing it upon people. Or when you're forcing it upon our kids in school. That's when we have to put the line down. You don't force anything on anybody. Just like I can't push a cigarette in Brother Boyd's mouth. You're going to smoke the cigarette. No, I can't do that. Amen. But the problem is that in the media and all these different avenues, that's what they're trying to do. And it's happening in schools. They are force feeding it on our kids. They are force feeding it. And that's when it becomes wrong. That's when it becomes wrong. So I just want to make that clear. I have nothing against, amen, the people per se, the individuals. I've had friends like that. My wife, she went to school with people like that. Bella's gone to school with people like that. We don't hate them. Amen. We dislike their lifestyle. Amen. But not them personally. It's just like Brother Branham said, we don't hate the people in the denomination. Or in organizations, we hate the organization. We hate that belief system that binds people, that causes people to not believe upon the whole word of God. You see? And you know, and you might be wondering, why is Brother Luis up there talking about the LGBTQ community and all these different issues? I'm just gonna say that our young people are facing these things. You see? And I just feel compelled that through, I'm trying to compare the thoughts of God versus the thoughts of the world. Because our young people are so bombarded with the thoughts of the world. If they don't have the Holy Ghost, if they're not born again, that's what they're going to be attracted to. You know, YouTube influencers, people that seem like they know what they're talking about on YouTube and on TikTok and all these different avenues. And so if you are not grounded in the Word of God, your thought process is just going to go anywhere and everywhere. But we have an absolute. Amen? We have an absolute. And our absolute is not the YouTube influencer. Our absolute is not the TikTok influencer. Our absolute is the Word of God. Amen? Our absolute is not even Brother Branham. Yeah, it's not. Brother Branham's absolute was the Word of God. And because he preached the Word of God, that's my absolute then. Amen. Some people don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. Wow. So the attack on life is relentless today. We gave the example of how the Word of God, amen, in Genesis, we see God, male and female, created he them. Amen. And I don't see any other genders there but male and female. Created he them. Them was the only pronoun that he used there in that. You know, all the different, you got to call me this, you got to respect this, you got to respect my pronouns and all that. That has never existed until now. Because the world is going insane. It's a mental thing. And and you want to be called something or some sort of pronoun. If you're a girl, you're a girl. You're a woman, because I go back to the Word of God. You're female, and now they don't know what a woman is. They forgot what a woman is, but the animals know. The animals never forgot what a female is. And they don't have no qualms about it whatsoever. But we who are supposed to be more intelligent than animals. We don't know what a woman is. Wow. Yeah, there's a Supreme Court nominee, or I think it's a Supreme Court nominee. They asked her and they said, "Can you please tell us what a woman is?" And she said, "I can't give you an answer." Wow. And she's a woman herself. Yeah. It's because they're so scared to offend. Yeah. Right. Jesus offended left and right. John the Baptist offended left and right. Paul offended left and right. When it's the truth, it's the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. So all these different pronouns and things. So we talked about that. So and we talked about what are God's thoughts about you. God has thoughts about you. Amen. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, he says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, amen, and saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Amen. Now, let's go ahead. We'll start here. Amen. So thoughts, we know that they're not insignificant. How many can agree with me on that? They're not insignificant. Amen. Thoughts are very important. As I said last time, you thought about coming to church today, and here you are. It came to fruition. Amen? And you think, and then you do. Amen? Amen. Everything that we've done in our life, we have thought about it first. Praise the Lord. And there's no such thing, amen, in life as thinking about something and it doesn't have an effect on you. It does have an effect on you. Amen. It's very important what you think about, amen, because it will affect you. It will affect you spiritually. It will affect you physically. And it will cause you to do or not do. Amen. Amen. See, God gave us inlets, right? What are the inlets to the soul? Brother Branham said is the eyes. Amen. We'll touch on those things later, but amen. But he gave us the ears and he gave us the different inlets, amen, that get into our spirit realm, right? That affect our conscious reasoning and those, I always forget them. But all those things, amen, affect our spirit, man. And they're connected to also to the soul. Because from there, from the spirit, amen, then it comes to the soul. And then from the soul, you have to either, it's either you believe or you disbelieve. It's either faith or doubt. So first it has to come in through the inlets of the body, whatever it is. Then it goes into the spirit realm. And then, and you're thinking about it, you're meditating on those things. And then eventually it will get down to your soul, where you either believe the word of God or you reject the word of God. But they first had to come in through the ear. They first had to come in through the eye. That's why, young people, that's why it's so important for you to be careful what you listen to. Because if it'll affect your spirit realm, and then it'll affect your soul. It's so important for what you watch. Because Brother Bram said himself, it directly, this is the gateway to the soul. But you see, it goes through the spirit realm, amen, and you process it, what you saw, and then it either it affects your soul, amen, whether to believe the word of God or doubt the word, amen, of God. Amen. So, we see examples in the word of God about, you know, when bad thoughts, bad thinking turned into action. Amen. We were reminded of that story David had a son, amen. And he had a half sister, and Amnon was his name, and he raped his own half sister, Now, he just didn't wake up one morning and said, I'm just going to do it. No. He thought about that for a long time. And how he was going to, how was he going to bring that about? I know that's a terrible story to bring about, but I thought it was a good example about bad thinking. Bad thinking eventually led to bad behavior. And it caused a whole havoc in the kingdom of David later on in his life. All from one thought. Now you tell me thoughts aren't important. They're very important. All from one thought. Judas didn't wake up one morning and said, I'm going to just betray Jesus. I'm going to sell him out. No. He thought about that for a while. He was with Jesus 3.5 years, you know. And eventually the thought manifested in the spirit and the greediness, amen, that he had for the money, the lust for the money, sold Jesus out. Yeah. Now, those are just two examples. There's multiple, lots of examples of thoughts producing terrible consequences, bad thoughts. So we should guard our thoughts, right? Amen. We should guard our thoughts. So what is a thought? Can you touch a thought? Can you smell a thought? Can you taste a thought? I thought I tasted it. No? That's just you haven't brushed your teeth yet. Thoughts are in the spirit realm. Right? I'm just trying to make y'all laugh so that you could keep listening. So thoughts are spiritual, right? You can't touch, taste, feel, or smell thoughts. Amen. But a thought will cause a reaction, will bring something about. Amen. That you eventually will be able to touch, taste, feel, and smell. Right? I mean, somebody had the thought about that fragrance of that perfume that you love to wear, sister. And they thought about taking this particular ingredient and this particular with some alcohol and this particular ingredient and adding this to create that you love to put on. Yeah. See, somebody's thought came into manifestation and now you're wearing that thought. Is that right? It's how it works. It's a thought expressed. Thoughts expressed. Amen. So what is a thought? Webster's Dictionary says that something that is a thought, such as an individual act or product of thinking, and the brothers can bring this up, a developed intention or plan. In other words, you can say, for example, I had no thought of leaving home. Amen. A developed intention or plan. Something such as an opinion or belief in the mind. And they give the sentence here, he spoke his thoughts freely. The intellectual product or the organized views and principles of a period, place, group, or individual. The action or process of thinking, serious consideration. Reasoning power, the power to imagine. Amen. The power to imagine. So there is power in imagining. There's power in thoughts. Thoughts are creative. Remember that. And you and I, as human beings, not just as sons and daughters of God, remember this. You and I are creators. And that's the reason why Satan hates us. Because he knows that we are creators. Amen. And then when we become Christians, that completes the whole thing then. We are creators. We're creators of the atmosphere we offer to people. We're creators of things. Amen. We produce things. The human being is very intelligent. Amen. As you can see. What is mental? You use the word mental. What is that? Can you smell mental? Can you see mental? You can't. It's all spiritual. Now, last month we had what was called May Mental Health Awareness. And so that's why I wanted to read a few of these things that I thought it was shocking. Just in the last two years. I'm not going to read all of this. But just in the last 2 years, this was in April of this year. The mental health and COVID-19, 2 years into the pandemic, mental health concerns continued to increase. Yeah. And it says here that the number of people looking online for help with their mental health increased significantly from 2019 to 2021. In 2021, over 5.4 million people took a mental health screen, representing a nearly 500% increase over the number of people who completed a screening in 2019 and 103% increase over 2020. This is from the, if you want to, you can read these facts yourself. This is from mentalhealthamerica.org, I believe is their website. More youth are struggling with their mental health and are seeking support online. 45% of individuals in the U.S. who took a screen in 2021 were youth ages 11 through 17, 16% higher than the average in 2019. I want to read these to you, parents, because I don't want you to overlook when your kid is saying, I have mental problems. I know it's easy for us to think that, but it's a spirit. That's the spirit that we are living in this hour. And the only thing that can combat this spirit is the Word of God. So you fill yourself up with the Word of God, with God's thoughts, so you can be able to help your child with God's thinking. Amen? But it's real. And the pandemic and the COVID-19 and all the mask wearing didn't help. It actually created it more. The largest increases in the percentage of people scoring positive from 2019 to 2021 on this mental health screening here on their website were on the parent and youth screens, indicating a large increase in the percentage of youth experiencing emotional, attentional, or behavioral difficulties during the pandemic. There was also significant increases in the percentage of people scoring at risk for PTSD, severe anxiety, and psychotic-like experiences from 2019 to 2021. The number and percentage of people screening with moderate to severe symptoms of anxiety remain higher than rates prior to COVID-19. And that gives all the numbers. I just don't have. Black individuals in the U.S. had the largest increase in anxiety during the pandemic compared to other races and ethnicities. The percentage of black individuals screening with symptoms of moderate to severe anxiety increased 5% from 2019 to 2021. The percentage of people in the U.S. reporting frequent thoughts of suicide and self-harm in 2021 is the highest recorded since this screening program was launched in 2014. Wow. There are more people now thinking about killing themselves than ever before. Overall, 39% of individuals in the U.S. who took the depression screen reported frequent suicidal ideation in 2021. This was 8% higher than the average rate of suicidal ideation in 2019 and 2% higher than the rate in 2020. Rates of suicidal ideation are highest among youth, especially LGBTQ+ youth. Overall, 51% of all youth depression screeners ages 11 through 17 reported frequent suicidal ideation on more than half of nearly every day of the previous 2 weeks. 63% of youth ages 11 through 17 who identified as LGBTQ reported frequent suicidal ideation. That percentage are not happy. How can you be happy when you're outside of the Word of God? You can't. Suicidal ideation has increased most for black youth and adults from 2019 to 2021. But they got the black youth out there marching in the streets and stuff, thinking that they're all depressed. See, what you watch on TV is not real. It is just agendas trying to push things into your mind. In reported, over 300,000 people took a psychosis screen in 2021. People screening at risk for mental health conditions are struggling most with loneliness or isolation. The differences in the things contributing most to mental health concerns among individuals of different races and ethnicities reveal inequities in the experience of 2020 and 2021. COVID-19 has had a profound negative effect on the mental health of the nation. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, MHA, which is this website, has witnessed increasing numbers of people experiencing anxiety, depression, psychosis, loneliness, and other mental health concerns. The problem I have with that statement is that COVID-19 didn't do it. It was the laws passed after COVID-19 that did that. COVID-19 doesn't do it. The COVID-19 didn't put a mask on your face. COVID-19 didn't do those things. It was laws that was passed that caused that. LGBTQ individuals are more than twice as likely as heterosexual to have a mental illness. Those in the LGBTQ community are 2.5 times more likely to experience depression, anxiety than heterosexuals. 31% of older adults in the LGBTQ community report depressive symptoms. Women who identify as lesbian or bisexual are more than twice as likely to engage in heavy drinking than heterosexual women because they're depressed. They're not finding peace in their lifestyle. And then it talks about, you know, all the suicide that we just read in that community. So is Satan dealing with mind, with the thoughts? You better believe he is. And he's working overtime. That's why I feel that this topic is very important. Amen. Because it's hard for you and for our youth to concentrate on the Word of God that we've been preaching here, Brother Wade, bringing wonderful things in regards to the Son of Man, the other ministers, and the things that Brother Dale has brought throughout the years. When they got all these things bombarding them, they can't concentrate on the Son of Man. They can't concentrate on Daniel 70 weeks and things like that. When these things, when we tell them, somehow they'll just get through it. Amen. They have to be addressed. They have to be talked about. Praise the Lord. So the Bible talks about being either spiritually minded or carnally minded. It's one of the two. There's a scripture we'll read later, man. There is no in between, right? There's no in between. You're either carnally minded or spiritually minded. There's no gray area. Amen. Praise God. Now, last time we had talked about abortion and the evil laws and thoughts being introduced around it. Amen. And we know that in this last day, Jesus said in his word that as it was in the days of Noah, right? As it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Right? Are we living in those days? Amen. What happened in the days of Noah? What was going on in the days of Noah? This is what Genesis 6:5 says. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. It was great. It wasn't just bad. It was great. And that's not great like, ooh, man, that's awesome. No, it was really, really bad. Right. Now remember, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah. Right. Amen. Was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That right there is the scope of the political world, of the science world, of the youth of that day, of the middle age of that day, the elderly of that day, everything. Because when we think about Noah's day, we only think about a boat and Noah and his family. But you got to remember, there was a society, a huge society, just like ours and today. And they had political things going on. They had issues, agendas, and all these things. Amen. Jesus said, as it was in the days of this day. And he also said, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, we think that the Sodomites and the people in Gomorrah, we think that they're just like the drunk man with the flies, you know, around his mouth. You know, that they're just people that were not smart. I mean, they had governments. They were people. They were people, but they had some. They had a terrible thought process. It got so bad that they were trying to knock people's doors to just go in there and sleep with their own kind. You don't think that in this day it can't turn into that? We're heading that way. And they're targeting you and me as Christians. Oh, they hate Christians. We get in their way. We get in their way. Yeah. So every imagination of the thoughts of his heart. And so when you look at that word imagination in that verse, is the Hebrew word yetzer. And it means a form, a framing, a purpose. Amen? This word is related to the word yatzar, which means to form, fashion, frame, to form, fashion of human activity, of divine activity, of creation, of original creation, of individuals at conception. Amen? Predetermined, preordained to be formed. Amen. In other words, it's like it's the same word that is used, if, for example, like a potter when he is forming, when he's going to form that vessel that he's, amen, that he's thought about. In order for him to form that vessel, that vase or that thing, amen, he had to think about it first. It was an imagination in his heart, right? It was something that was really, amen. What's the word I'm looking for? It was causing him excitement, in other words. And then he goes on and works on it. And see? Praise the Lord. And so when he creates that vase or he creates that pottery or whatever it is, amen. All it is, amen. All it is, that pottery reflects, amen, that pottery existed somewhere before, and it existed in the thoughts of the potter, right? It existed in his mind, amen. You think about that, saints. Amen. You and I, amen, who are here and who are looking at, trying to live the word of God. Amen. Raise the Lord. We existed in the mind of God. Amen. We were special in the mind of God. Amen. And God put us here exactly at the right moment, at the right time, at the right age. You are here at the right age. Oh, I wish I lived in Martin's stage. No, you couldn't have survived it. I wish I lived when Jesus was here. You couldn't have survived it. But he knew you could have survived this age. Oh, this is the worst age ever. But you are here. Was he going to have Christians? Was he going to have believers in Laodicea? Absolutely. And you are one of them. And he said that you are overcomers in this age. I like the other brother the other day, amen. And I believe the La Fontaines, they sing a song like that. Amen. This is she, the bride of the last age. Amen. They're going to be amazed that you overcame this age. Paul will shake your hand. Paul will want to know how you did it. We always look to Paul. We look at Paul and we think, my, Paul was just an overcomer. And he was. But you are an overcomer. Amen. Even greater. Paul didn't live in the age that we live in now. It's a terrible age that we live in. But we are here to overcome, saints. Praise the Lord. So thoughts, they're powerful. How many are still with me? Praise the Lord. I know that I'm going slow. I'm not running around and, amen, that's, I just don't think we're going to get everything. Amen. I got my way, and so we got to be who we are. Amen. Thoughts are powerful, and they can lead to inactions or actions. Yeah. I'm gonna brag on my daughter here. I'm very proud of her. Amen. And I'm mainly proud of her because she, you know, 2 years ago, you know, she was struggling with depression type spirits and things like that. Now she was going to public school, and she would hide those things. She wouldn't tell us. Later on, you know, she told us, you know, she was good at hiding those things. But I think that's partly why it didn't help her. But, you know, we talked with her and we tried to help, and you know, sometimes there was frustrating moments because, you know, you're like, how can you think like that? Or, you know, because you, in your mind as a parent, you don't think that that's real to them. You see? But it's real. It's real. But she told my wife and me, she said, you know, Mommy, the way I overcame those things is that I had to choose on my own to overcome. I didn't, you know, I could have quoted her all kinds of scriptures. I could have given her, printed out all kinds of quotes, given her all kinds of statistics, anything. But until she thought herself to say, I'm through with this and move on, she wasn't going to overcome it. And that's how you're going to overcome. Until you take the word of God seriously and take it personally. And say, the Lord, your thoughts is what's going to move me. I'm not going to be moved by my feelings anymore. I'm not going to be moved by my own thoughts. I'm not going to be moved by my own opinions. It's your thoughts or nothing. It's your promises or nothing. Amen. Then you're not going to get out of your slump. You're not going to get out of your rut. You're not going to get out. I just needed to brag on that because that was an inspiration to me. Because I tend to be sometimes, you know, and she knows, the family know, I've had to confess to them. Poppy has not been the best in faith these last 2 years. Because we let the world and the cosmos around us push us around. You see? But when I grabbed a hold of these scriptures, amen, in Philippians chapter 4, to think on these things, amen, that just changed my world differently, amen. Praise God. So, you know, and so she had to decide on her own. You know, thoughts, they can make your body feel a certain way. They can make you, smell a certain way if you're not careful. Now, I want to do something here for just a moment. I want you to think about, for example, think of this. Think, just close your eyes because I want you to think. All right, close your eyes. Now, I want you to start thinking about mosquitoes. Start thinking about flies. Start thinking about things flying around you. Does anybody? And the longer you start thinking, you're gonna start. I'm gonna see somebody start scratching themselves. Right? Makes you itchy. I know my wife. She starts getting itchy. You can open your eyes now. My wife starts getting itchy when she starts thinking about snakes, cockroaches. Moving those antennas. Oh, I know somebody here who hates it. I'm already getting a reaction right now. Esther Black hates cockroaches. Now, I want you to close your eyes again. And I want you to think about lemons. Putting a lemon in your mouth. Anna. Hey, you can open them. As soon as she started thinking about that, her face went like this. You see, you just thought about lemons. We have no lemons here. There's no Chick-fil-A lemonade or anything like that. There's no lemons. You just thought about it and it caused you to act. And then when you, if I would ask you, start thinking about food. Those of you who are hungry. Oh my, your mouth is going to start getting watery. Your belly's going to start growling. It's going to cause. It's going to make a reaction, right? But thoughts are not important. Thoughts bring reactions. Thoughts make you react a certain way. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I just thought I'd bring that because I was hoping to get a reaction, and I did. Anna and Esther. Amen. And so there's thoughts that we can think about. You know, you just thought about lemons. You thought about mosquitoes and all those things. But then there's thoughts, amen, that excite you. Brother Terrence, when you think about your grandchildren, does it make you sad? Depressed? Oh, I got to hold them again? I bet you when you're thinking about your grandchildren and what their futures can be, I bet you that makes you excited. And you have not even seen them in the future yet. And that's already exciting you. See? So why is the Word of God telling us to think on these things? Amen. Think on the Word. Because it will produce an action. Will it produce for you to hate your brother? Not according to the Word. When you're thinking on the Word, will it produce for you to backbite your brother or to go rob a store? No. Not if you're thinking on these thoughts. Amen. Think on these things. There's thoughts, amen, that you're going to think about, that it will rob you from your peace. It will rob you from your blessings, from your joy. It will rob you from all those things. It will make you negative. It will make you grouchy. It will make you hate people for no cause. I've experienced that. It'll make you think that you're better than somebody else, and you don't even know that person yourself. Just by what you think. Just by what you let in your mind. And you have not even met that person. You've not even talked to that individual, and you already think that you're better than them. Just by what you're thinking. Amen. It takes the peace and it drains you spiritually, emotionally. Amen. So if God's words are an expression of his thinking, then Satan's words are expressions of his own thinking. Right? Praise the Lord. And we talked about last time, amen, how Satan came in, amen, and he expressed his own thoughts to Eve. And how Eve took on the thought. You see, Eve had to think about what Satan was telling her, what the serpent was telling her. Then it came into manifestation. Then she did the act. Brother Dale, he preached about this several years ago. And it's not just that she did the act right there and then. No, it had to be Satan working with her for a while. It could have been 10 years. It could have been 15. It could have been 100 years. I don't know. But Satan was working. Working to try to mold the mind. Trying to mold the thoughts. Amen. And that's why I was saying last time, our young girls, be careful when guys, young men, come and approach you in certain ways, asking you certain inappropriate questions. That's not the thoughts of God. That boy has an agenda. That young man has an agenda. Maybe he doesn't know that he's doing wrong. But you be careful. You be so filled with God's thinking that you won't let that type of thinking take over you. Because the boy, amen, that those boys, amen, will get to your mind first. If they get to what they really want first, to your body, then that'll be rape. But those that are, they get to your mind first. Hey, and they could be 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. It doesn't matter. And that Satan was patient. So you be careful, young girls. Amen. Who you entertain in your life. what you're entertaining in your lives. It's very important. So you and I, we've become what we've thought about. Amen. If you think about learning to play the guitar, if that's what you're always thinking about, Zach being one, for example, Brother Aaron. Amen. They thought about it. And we see it in manifestation. Bella thought about, she was playing the violin. Now we see her playing the violin. Zoe, you see? Whatever you think about, that's what you're going to become. Amen. I thought about building websites when I was younger. Amen. Now I have a job in that way. You see? Things like that. You see? You think about gardening. Amen. And that's what you're always constantly thinking about. Amen. You're going to go out there and garden. Brother Wade didn't just wake up one morning and said, I'm just going to garden. No, he was probably planning. Or I'm gonna do some beehives, put some beehives. It took some planning, some reading of some books, some education. Amen. Filling with those thoughts. And then it came into fruition. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. When I was going to, my mom says that when I was a young boy that I used to talk a lot. And nowadays, I'm just trying to prove her wrong on that now. Because she saw me at that time, yeah, and I was. I would. She would tell me that I would go around and to the neighbors out in Colombia, South America, and I'd just, I'm 5 years old, and I'd go knock on the neighbors' doors, the ladies, the women, and. And I'd just go in there and just start talking to them, and they would come to my mom and their neighbors and friends to my mom. He's just so cute. He just goes in there and just talking to us and just telling us things. Ain't no telling what I was telling them. My mom was probably like, "Really?" But I would have no qualms about going in there and talking to people. See. Later on, the Lord using that, amen, to minister the gospel, amen, to preach. I had no idea. I never wanted to. I never thought I'd be preaching the word. But then at one point, at some point in time, back in 2008, 2007, 2008, the Lord started really dealing with me strongly on that. And it had to be thoughts. I was thinking about it. And then finally, there at Brother Gene Williams Church, I talked to him about it, and it came into fruition. So here I am. A thought expressed. Right? Praise the Lord. So in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, so he says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you." He knows the thoughts that he thinks towards you. And we're going to finish here in just a moment. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil." Amen. He has thoughts of peace about you. What are his thoughts? His thoughts are his word. Amen. That's the reason why Paul says, think on these things. Because those thoughts right there are his word. And so he tells us to think on those things so that's why he says they're thoughts of peace. Because remember what Paul said in Philippians chapter 4? He said, when you think on these things, it'll bring peace. It'll bring these things that you so desire. To give you what? An expected end. Amen. That's why young people, we say, always put the Lord first in your life. Amen. Always put God's thoughts first before anything else, before any of your plans. Put God's thoughts first because God's thoughts will give you peace and peace about what you're going to do or not going to do. See, God will give you peace about whether you should go that route or not. But only if you put God's thoughts first, because his thoughts are always thoughts of peace of you. And not of evil. To give you an expected end. To give you an end that he's already thought of you before the foundation of the world. He knew you. He loved you. And he made a way for you. They're thoughts of peace. So just step into his thoughts. Step into this and his thinking. Praise the Lord. Nah. Aren't you thankful that we were in his thoughts? Amen. And that his thoughts are to bring us peace. Saints, it's what drove him to die on the cross for us. It's what drove him, amen, to while you were under, how's the song go? While he was on the cross, you were on his mind. He didn't do it for himself. He did it for you and I. He was thinking of you, and he was just continuing that thought process. The same thought that he thought of you from the beginning, before the foundation of the world, he was just continuing that thought process while he was on the cross. I'm so thankful for that. Amen. Let's talk about Abraham for just a moment. Abraham embraced God's thoughts. Right? He was told, amen, he was going to have a promised son. And he was like, how? In his mental, in his human way. But it came a point, amen, that he's like, okay, Lord, you're going to have to do it. I can't do it. You said it. And I'm just going to stand on it and believe it. Amen. Praise God. He told them already that his descendants were going to be innumerable as the stars. How is this God that brought me out of out of the land of where I came from, where I was born? He has led me all this way. He's talked to me. He's told me these things, and he has made me prosper. And now he's telling me that he's going to give me a son. He's going to give me descendants. They were innumerable more than the stars. What's more innumerable than the stars or the sands, the grains of sand than the at the beach? And you could think, how in the world is that going to happen? Humanly, he probably thought that. But all he had to do was rest on that thought. He had to align his thoughts with God's thoughts. Man, I can't explain some of the things in the Word, but I'll align my thinking towards that Word. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know how it will, but if I think the way he thinks, it'll come to pass. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that pleased God, saints. When you believe his thoughts and you cling to them, that pleases God. It pleased God that Abraham hung to his thoughts. You don't have to know all the details of how it's going to happen. I'm 100 years old, and he's saying I'm going to have a baby? That's not for you to figure out, Abraham. God will deal with that. Amen. So I want to leave you with this. I want us to cling to the thoughts of God. All right? And remember that we're going to keep talking about this, but I want us to cling to those, to the healing thoughts, to these healing thoughts. And brothers could bring these scriptures. If you need healing in your life, cling to these thoughts. Right. Yeah. Jeremiah 17:14, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Yeah. Not I may be healed, I will be healed. Yeah. Save me and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. Yeah. Jeremiah 30:17. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. He said it. That's his thoughts. How is he going to do it? I don't know. He could do it through the elixir that Sister Regina took the other day, or he could do it through a doctor, through a surgery, or he could do it instantaneously. But he just said he did it. He will do it. Amen. Exodus 23:25, worship the Lord your God and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you. This was right before the children, when the children of Israel were left Egypt. God protected them while they were in the desert, in the wilderness with nothing. There was no Walmart around. There was no racetrack or QT. Nothing. God was their racetrack. God was their QT. God was their Walmart. And it was more than that. He was the creator. Some of us, what would we do if we didn't have racetrack and QT? Be able to get our big gulps and I don't see how some of y'all drink that. But they didn't have none of that. but God provided for them. Isaiah 53, 4 through 5. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. Amen. That's another version of the Bible. Cling to those thoughts. Don't cling on your feelings. Cling to those thoughts. Amen. I want you all that have wayward children, cling on these thoughts. That have wayward loved ones, cling on these thoughts right here. Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Amen. You can't change the circumstance, but God can change the circumstance. Amen. For your family member. Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. What a blessed thought that is. Proverbs 14:26. In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have refuge. In Psalm 89:4. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Now, I know he was talking to Israel, amen, but the word of God is for all of us. So God promised me my seed, and I will believe that. I don't know how they're going to come in. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen, what God needs to do in order to get them to a place, amen, that they repent, they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but God said that he will do it. Because his seed, amen, your seed, amen, your offspring, God promised it to you. Amen. If you are claiming his thoughts about it, amen, then God has to fulfill his thinking because you're aligning your thoughts with his thoughts. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. So I want you to think on these things. And I can give you these scriptures. I can maybe put them on the WhatsApp group if you need them. Put them on there. Think on those things. I'll leave you with those thoughts. And we'll continue next time. Amen. Our thoughts will create things. Amen. And I always remember that. You are a creator. Praise the Lord. You are a creator, but it has to start with thinking first. The right mental attitude towards God's thoughts, or the right mental attitude towards the promises of God, Brother Branham said, will bring them to pass. Amen? So it starts with your thinking. If you take the word of God and you say, I just read Isaiah, and I believe it, but you're not aligning yourself with God's thoughts. You're not. That won't bring the results. Amen. But when you take God's word, no matter how ridiculous it sounds, and you say, I believe it, I'm going to take it to me personally, and I'm just going to express it. You go around expressing and you go around saying, I'm healed, whether I feel bad or good. God bless Brother Wade. Past year and a half or so that he's been battling with his heart. Amen. He comes up here preaching and everything like that. I could tell sometimes he's not feeling good. He's been much better now. Thank God. God heals through whatever avenue he needs to do. Amen. But you know what? You have to push through. It's an overcoming. It's an overcoming. It's taking God's word and just pushing through. And whether, hey, whether you're preaching the word of God, I'm having heart issues, whatever. If I fall dead here at the pulpit, well, it's one of the best places to fall dead at. Preaching the word of God. You have a testimony then. And it'll be on YouTube. That man died preaching. And there's people that have died and they're preaching. That's a good way to go. That man died doing something good. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. You pray for Brother Wade. Pray for Brother Dale. Pray for all each and every one of us. Amen. That God keep us strong. We love you. Let's stand to our feet. Think on these things. I had a song in my that I was wanting to sing, but I forgot it now. So, Brother Boyd, we're gonna have to. Let's sing this thought. Let's sing this song. Spread your wings, little eagles. I forgot what key. What key would you sing that in, Brother Boyd? F. Okay. So spread. No, I think we gotta go a little higher. So spread your wings.
It's too low.
You were born for the valley. You were born for the sky. Don't let your trials get you down, or drive your spirit to the ground. Mount up with wings, little eagles, and fly. Sing it again. So spread your wings, little eagles. Spirit to the ground, mount up your wings, little eagles, and fly. Sing it one more time. So spread your wings, little eagles, and fly. You were born. Don't let your trials get you down, or drive your spirit to the ground. Lift up your wings, little eagles, and fly.
Hallelujah. Spirit to the ground, mount up your wings, little eagles, and fly.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Little eagles. Eagles, amen. When they think about flying, amen, nothing can stop them. Amen. When they think about, amen, just rising up over the things of this earth, amen. Yeah. Nothing can stop them. Amen. And you are eagles in this hour. Amen. And nothing can stop you when the thoughts of God are in your heart, in your mind. Amen. Nothing can stop you then. Not even Satan, not even the devil himself can stop the word of God in action. Praise the Lord. Amen. You love the Lord? Praise the Lord. Brother Wade, I believe, has some comments.
Thank you, our brother. Another big hand.
Amen.
what we needed for the day.
Praise the Lord.
This coming Saturday, we'll be having Bible study, so don't forget that, from 6 to 8 o'clock. If you can't make it, then you can hook up by Zoom. We're still talking on the rapture, the millennium, and the future home. Now, this coming Sunday, we're going to have three more baptisms. Brother Josh is going to be baptized. Sister Ariana from Ohio is coming. She'll fly in Friday. She'll be with us for the weekend. And Michael Penungwe called yesterday, and he wants to be baptized too. So we got three more coming. So God bless you. Don't lose it. Keep coming. Just keep going. We'll keep filling that thing full of water, and we'll baptize everybody in the church all over again. If you want to be baptized, that'd be just fine with me. But don't lose that zeal. Something's been planted, so let it come up. Let it come to fruition. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to build this thing to where it will come to fruition. So that everybody, you know, it's and the world does it too. And I'm sorry, we're just human beings, but we get this zeal, and then about 2 weeks later, and then about 3 weeks later, and then about a month later, and then about 2 months later, we don't see them no more.
Right.
Not a true Christian, that won't happen to.
Right.
You get a true experience with God, it'll never go downward.
Right.
Never will it go backwards.
Yeah. Right.
It always goes forward. It always goes upward. It always does. Exceeding abundant.
Yep.
So remember that. After the second service, we're going to have another baptismal service, but we'll also have our mom's 80th birthday party after the baptism's over. And we will not have communion this weekend. We will have it the next weekend. So just remember this Bible study from 6 to 8 on Saturday. So God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Anybody need a prayer or anything, just remember Sister Jen. She's something whacked her back. It wasn't me. I wasn't even close to her. I actually lost her and couldn't find her. And she would come wobbling through the house that her back was hurting. So, you know, everybody's had back trouble can enter into that. To that prayer to pray for Sister Jim. So let's bow our heads and be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this night, Lord, that you give us. Thank you for this time, Lord, that we can set aside in the middle of the week. All the hustle and bustle of the world can just stay outside for just a little while. And Lord, we hear from you. And Father, I believe we did. We heard words, Lord, of wisdom from you, Lord, that our thoughts mean something. And Lord, your thoughts do too, because they're eternal. You thought of me before there ever was a world. And Lord, now we've manifested all your thoughts down here, Lord. And when all that's complete, we'll go back home. And we'll have future home, Lord. We'll still be part of your thoughts. Because every bit of this, Lord, has come from you in the mind, Lord, of God. We pray that you just be with each one as they go home, Lord. Be with the ones that are sick. Bless our wife, Lord. I ask you to touch her back, Lord, and just heal her, Father. Lord, we give you all the praise and honor and glory for it. We love you, Lord, and just be with us till we come back together on Saturday, regular service on Sunday. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you very much for the baptisms. Thank you for what's going on, Lord. We thank you for all these things, Lord. Amen. You're dismissed. God bless you.
Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is